Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Hello and welcome to Phoenix Business Radio X, broadcasting live from the Max 6 and Conscious Capitalism of Arizona headquarters. And I am thrilled today to have an opportunity to sit down with three women who have just come off of an incredible spring conference with District 3 Toastmasters. The conference was held at the Sheraton Crescent Hotel in Phoenix, and the theme of this conference was Blazing a New Path to Success. And I had the pleasure of doing a remote broadcast there and really sitting down with many Toastmasters members, as well as some speakers for that day, and really got a sense for all the amazing learning opportunities, as well as the friendships that were developed and rekindled while there. So rather than me speaking to the day, I would love to introduce you to the conference chair. I was going to say Enid, but Enid was not the conference chair. Catherine Norman, who's here with us in the studio today. Welcome, Catherine.
Thank you.
How funny. I got the two of you mixed up, but we'll introduce Enid next because Enid is just about to finish up as the District 3 president. Is that correct, Enid? Mm-hmm.
And the District 3 district director, yes.
Yes. Okay.
So it's, wow. Yeah.
It's been a year, hasn't it?
It's been a year.
Yes. So Enid Moore Crenshaw, the soon-to-be past
immediate
director.
Past immediate past director.
Yeah. Already, huh?
Already.
Wow. Yeah. And you had a hand in helping the spring conference come to life as well, did you not?
I did.
Yes.
Yes. We had, someone had to step away from being the chair for spring conference, but over brunch, I got Catherine Norman to agree to be our conference chair. And I was so excited because I knew that she had done things on a larger scale, and I could not wait to see what would happen just for this time.
Well, right. And and with Catherine comes a package deal, right? We know that Martha Brock Lefridge is part of this magnificent conference as well. So welcome to the studio, Martha.
Thank you very much. It was such an awesome experience working with Catherine as well as Enid. These two women are the most professional women. They keep you on your toes. And all the things that we did in the conference, to me, we raised the bar. I know that we're looking forward to having a 2019 conference and all the wonderful things that will happen there. But I'll tell you, Catherine, you were awesome. Just awesome. I really like doing this type of work. I've been doing this kind of work for quite a few years. And my mentor has always been Catherine. And when the day came for us to work together after so many years, it was just fantastic. And I shared with Enid that, are you sure you want Catherine to do this? Because Catherine is not Martha, and she's going to require a lot of attention to details, and she will not play under any circumstances. And Enid says, I think I want her. I
said, with a question mark at the end of that. Yeah. So do you remember that request?
I do. Back in November of 2017, I got the phone call. And of course, I said to Enid, let me think about it. And of course, I thought about it. And I looked at it from a different perspective. You know, I knew there would be challenges, as with most big projects. And I come from a background where I was a former chair at a liberal arts college and was very responsible for hosting very large events. And in this particular instance, I knew there were going to be things that I really would draw from my 30-some years of experience to ensure that we had a very successful conference. And of course, very early on, I knew the purpose of the conference. And one of the things we had talked about in terms of making sure we were conducting district business, we wanted to provide communication and leadership opportunities to support the district mission. We also wanted to provide opportunities for networking and the exchange of ideas. And most importantly, we wanted to recognize and celebrate our members, our clubs, and our district accomplishments. And with that being said, I knew this required a lot of mentoring from an incredible team of leaders that have been with Toastmasters for years. I started with them in 2009, and this gave me a great opportunity to move from the membership role into a leadership role. And it was amazing, just amazing.
And it was my first experience at a Toastmasters conference. And I had a unique place to play in it because you invited me to do the remote broadcast. It was fun to watch everyone. And you know, I don't know everyone, so I couldn't tell who's a brand new member, who's been here forever, who's held offices before, who's currently in office. And it just gelled and flowed. And everybody was in joy, it appeared, the whole time. The learning, the camaraderie, again, the friendship, the laughter. I was located out in the hallway and got to sit in on a couple of sessions. Patricia Fripp, your keynote speaker, flew in for the event as well. And I was so mesmerized by every speaker who got up, not just Patricia Fripp, who, you know, of course, we all look to for leadership and really the skill of public speaking. But everybody who was on air with me that day, in addition to just the casual conversations that I had, and again, sitting in on the luncheon and the celebration, was masterfully held. And I know that that can't happen for individuals unless the folks behind the scene, you folks and your volunteer team, make that possible. So hooray for all of you, because what you set out to do, Catherine, that you just mentioned, I think you far exceeded that. Is that the feedback that you had? What have you heard from your participants? What are they saying now that it's been a few days afterwards? Yeah.
Well, I remember a tutor walking by me saying, "Enid, this is the best conference ever." And the other thing I remembered is looking at the eyes of everybody and the feel. And when I think about that, then I'm taken back to Maya Angelou, right? Because she said, they won't remember what you did. They may not have remembered every little piece that happened, but they remembered how we made them feel. And that's the most important thing.
Yeah, Martha, before we went on air, you kind of spoke to that. Can you recap that? Like, what the goal, obviously Catherine shared, you know, the bullet points of the goal, but what was the feeling that you all went into this trying to capture? And how do you think you did with that?
Well, the feeling that we really wanted to capture or convey to people that may have come for the very first time is that we are a community. And inside of the community, there are wonderful things that happens. You always need to feel inclusive. And we wanted to have it the feel that people were always included and they were a part of it. What made it great were the members. And we wanted the members to feel something about that membership. When you have a membership in a club or an organization, lots of times you pay the money, but you get no benefits. So what I was thinking, if we can really show them this is their conference, they could own it, which they did, I believe. And that feel that, wow, every single moment that they were able to interact, no matter what the session entailed, they had an opportunity, especially with the interviews. They had the power to own it. And with that ownership, when they would walk past your table and they would see a person being interviewed, they would snap photographs with their cameras and talk about it. The thing that resonated more than anything with those interviews, it didn't matter who you were interviewing. Every single person felt like, wow, that's a common person. Every day I see this person. I see them in their role as a leader. They're up there interviewing. I could do that too someday.
Yes.
So the ownership of that, in addition to all the wonderful things that we wanted to make sure that the members felt comfortable, you know, owning this conference. This was their conference. Mm-hmm. I think we conveyed that and some. And I'm so looking forward to the 2019 conference because with the tone that was set, I believe the anticipation will be even greater. And I'm sure Catherine will talk about the numbers that were, you know, in terms of how many people were there. It was just amazing in those different sessions like the Hall of Fame luncheon where it was standing room, if I could use that word.
Legitimately because, standing room.
Yeah, because the area that was designated for the people that came to hear their person or see someone get an award or even themselves, it was just no room. It was over 90 people just in that section alone. And I've never, in all the years that I've been a Toastmaster, I've never seen that happen. So the ownership and being a part of it, I think we did a fantastic job as an organization to make our members feel so welcome. And we have so much to look forward to for our new conference.
Yeah. And I believe one of my dreams, because the numbers had dropped in the past years. And so when I became program quality, I realized, okay, that's what they're looking for is the quality. And I was asked, well, who are your education speakers? Like, oh. And once you got a really good, we started with Cheryl Roche coming from, she's the accredited speaker in Toastmasters, and she came and she worked from Friday to Sunday, literally just imparting knowledge and helping us learn how to speak a little bit better. And then the next, for the spring, we got Ed Tate. Oh, and by the way, when Cheryl Roche came, I think every educational session got no less than a 99% approval rating.
Oh, wow.
So we had TK O'Geary coming out of New Mexico, a past district director, Rose Swearingen, a past district director here in District 3, Don Griffith, DDs, both past international.
As and participants.
As participants, teaching everyone. Of course, my very good friend, Becky Van Fleet, and I would share in Tewksbury Bloom, all of the heavy hitters, plus a writer down in Tucson, Arizona, Ethel Lee Miller. She was also training. So we had the heavy hitters and people just paid just for education.
Those are fantastic reviews.
Yeah, and you're getting Ed Tate the next time coming in from Las Vegas. He'll be here again for July Jubilee. But the value, and these are Toastmasters that said, you know what, I'll waive my fee to come if you'll, you know, pay for my hotel and travel. And they give us top-notch information. And now we had Patricia Fripp. We had Stephen Bro, Wanda G is, and also Tim Noble, followed by Becky Van Fleet. Every single education session was at the top. And then we said, you know what? You need to come because there'll be something there that you've never seen before. We'll have Business Radio X with Karen Nowicki there. And she came and you added such a light there and it made us feel special. And that's what it was all about, making it about the people and also giving them quality. So then every year we add to the numbers and it gets bigger and bigger. And also something that they can take back, that personal development or even the educational information to take back to their clubs. But it was such an amazing thing. And what I remember is how it made me feel. I was so happy. And this is where I wanted to end, is to bring the conference back to the level where we have the members showing up. Not 89, but do you mind? 273.
Awesome.
Okay, so then our next goal should be 350, 400, 500.
Catherine,
and people, yeah.
That was our number. And, you know, it's not just, you know, what I did as an individual. It was mm-hmm.
a team.
I put together a team of 63 chairs and co-chairs. Mm-hmm. And it took every single one of us to execute this project. And it was an amazing experience. And this was for our members. And one of the other things, which is an important element of what we do, our members got to showcase their talents through our table topic speech mm-hmm. contest and, of course, our international speech contest. Tom Ostot, who is the winner, who is from Scottsdale, who will be, he will be representing District 3 at our international contest in Chicago this year in August. So kudos to Tom, and we so look forward to that competition.
I love that you and Martha, well, all three of you spoke to it, but you both have highlighted that this was their conference, that mm-hmm. the feeling that you went into this is that ownership. Mm-hmm. And you said 63?
63 volunteers. Chairs and co-chairs.
Yeah, co-chairs and chairs who are volunteers.
Yes.
And by the way, all three of you are also volunteers. Am I right?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Yes.
I remember I've had the privilege of interviewing several Toastmaster leaders twice now in the studio before today and before the spring conference. And it is an awesome responsibility. It's an awesome privilege to serve, but it's also volunteer.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
So incredible. And I remember, I think we were there a week before, and you had asked Catherine if I would come and just kind of do the walkthrough with the hotel director and events coordinator so everybody knew where we were going to go. Mm-hmm. And I remember walking, and we had several of those cheerleaders and directors responsible for different aspects of the conference. And I remember the pride. I remember seeing the pride in each one of them, the roles that they were playing. Some, you know, pretty big responsibilities, some that were maybe a little bit less than certainly what you were doing, Catherine. But everybody really had ownership from what I could see from the very beginning in on through the entire conference. Mm-hmm. So again, I'll say an outsider, not to to make that sound like an awful thing, but as somebody who's not experienced Toastmasters in depth or in a very intimate way that your members have, it was so fun to see the pride, the acknowledgement, mm-hmm. and just the joy that everybody had. So, Catherine, how about you? What else could you tell us about the conference? And what are the things that now when you sit back and go, like Martha said earlier, we're ready to just take that deep breath, like, we did it. So what do you leave an experience like this with?
I think just in reflecting over the last 3 days and what transpired, when I look back over the DTM ceremony where we celebrated our members who've reached the pinnacle of their success in the educational program, that is amazing because I'm on my path for my DTM. And it is an incredible journey. A lot of work goes into that. And to just see this, you know, all the members that walked across the stage that have accomplished that, that is the pinnacle in Toastmasters, receiving that DTM. And just knowing that I'm on that journey and my goal is to have mine next year, I will be one of those walking across the stage.
You heard it here, folks.
She's made a pledge.
Yes. And if we know Catherine, we know that that's going to happen.
And that's one thing I've learned about Catherine. We have another past district director and Catherine would say, yes, I will be there. And we look at her and we say, she will be there.
It's a done deal.
Yeah. And to speak to, I know we have a lot of volunteers and people that are doing very important roles. What one past international president pointed out to me when I sat next to her at dinner was that this is not only a volunteer organization, but it's also education. So you have people like Catherine that is a professional at what she does, but you also maybe have someone that says, you know what, I'll stand up and be the banquet seating chair. And maybe they've never done it before, but that's something that they can learn how to do. They can be educated in doing. And then the next time they do it, they're a pro at it. So that's what Toastmasters bring. Like she got up and she couldn't speak in front of the group. You can't believe that. I don't believe that.
I don't
Catherine.
Either, but I'll take your word for it.
I'll take that word for it, yeah. But when you get to your DTM, you've gone through the different steps that Toastmasters give you to educate you on how to deliver a very good speech and how to connect with the audience that it's an educational process because first we're learning how to actually introduce ourselves and then we learn how to actually maybe facilitate and actually how to ask the question or how to get to the point. And then by the time we get to the DTM, we've gone through even the leadership on maybe how to lead a youth leadership group or how to chair a conference. And so when you get to the end of to that DTM, you're very well qualified to go out and give a very moving keynote speech.
I think the other part that it's not minimized, mm-hmm. but it may not be spoken about as much. I think each of the teams that we saw, the chairs, they had a person in place with them that they were mentoring. I think that is one of the best aspect of Toastmasters that sometimes it gets underserved in terms of speaking about it. But I believe that the mentoring is one mm-hmm. of the best takeaways from Toastmasters. I know it's okay to get an educational award. Mm-hmm. But let's think in terms of a person who is in Toastmasters who does not know how to go through the different tracks. You bring a mentor on with that person and you can see movement. You can see the confidence start to build. And all the things that you thought about before you became a DTM, you begin to take that, the fear, in addition to all of the knowledge and the leadership, the mentoring, and you start to pour it into the inside of another person. What a gratifying mm-hmm. feeling to know that you were part of something so great that you impact someone's life in such a way that it's a memory that you will never forget. And mentoring, that's what it does. I remember when Catherine first came on as the chair, she had myself along with Prince Lefferidge, who was my husband, Enid, in addition to Shelley Gabriel, the last fall conference chair. We were all pouring into her the wonderful aspects of what we had experienced. That's why Catherine is such a great leader, because from the onset of everything, she was teachable. She had always a good spirit about what she was doing. And you had not seen Catherine unless you get in her way. She will tell you right away if she needs something important from you and you can deliver it to her. She's very precise. So when you have a leader like that, you can't play with the mentoring. You've got to be real serious about it, because Catherine, or a person like Catherine, is very serious. Mm-hmm. So that's what I think a great takeaway would be for us as district leaders. We need to do more mentoring. We need to give our best work every single time to the person who desires to be in our role. I remember just recently, I had to do my transition to the person who's going to take over the position that I'm in, who was appointed. And oh my goodness, in that meeting on last Tuesday, I felt so gratified that I was able to exchange my knowledge to Lisa Raymond, who is a fantastic social media chair that served on my committee as the public relations manager. Now she takes over mm-hmm. and run the district. And my best advice to her, she was there with us with the conference. I said to her, Lisa, you must own it and you must do your best work. When you're at the helm, if you need someone to help you, do not hesitate to call on us, because we are here for you. So it was gratifying doing that exchange with her. I just felt so good.
Mm-hmm. And I think that that takes us back to the way that Catherine actually started out. She started out, okay, I have 63 chairs. Let me outline their duties in writing. And before I ask them, I want to send out this task description to them so they know exactly what they're doing. Now, she started mentoring before she actually did, because then when we go to our group, our team brief, debrief, then they said, you know what? What we got was really great, but I've written everything step by step, including the timeline that we should do it. That was started by Catherine. She didn't say just, would you do it for me? But she actually gave them guidelines. They worked through it and they said, you know what? I can even make it better because I've been mentored by Catherine. I'm going to rewrite or add to the job description to make it even better to mentor the next person. So when they take on the role, all they have to do is go step by step. And that's passing on your success to the next person. Yes. That's what it is.
Legacy. You and I have talked a lot about legacy, but that is it.
Isn't
wow.
It?
And mm-hmm. and here's the neat thing. Again, mm-hmm. we haven't spoken to your credentials, not on this particular segment, Catherine, but you came into this with your background, this wealth of knowledge,
yes.
putting on huge events, right? And
yes.
That's the six shows.
Yeah.
that's a whole series in itself. Yes. Catherine Norman.
Yes.
and I hope we'll do that sometime.
Yes.
And the way that you elegantly brought in the volunteers and raised the bar, to use some of your language previously, is just fascinating. And that whole ownership piece. So as we kind of round out our recap, I would love to give the floor to you for a few moments. And just what else would you like to share and offer our listeners who may have been there, or maybe they're planning a conference in their district or in, you know, with their club? What, tell us what's on your heart.
Call me.
And she means that too. You don't say that tongue in cheek. You are a mentor and someone who gives and gives and gives and gives and gives.
You know, when I reflect on what it took to put this conference together, not just organizing a really awesome team, it required constant collaboration, teamwork, overcoming challenges, because we had challenges along the way, making sure that we reset whenever there was a challenge, let's address it. If we lost a member from the team, let's replace that member that, you know, we lost from the team, but to continue to keep the team motivated, inspired, and to help the team continue to move forward. Over the course of that transition for me, I conducted over 11, not only teleconferences and face-to-face meetings, I mean physical meetings where we're in the same room or we were on a teleconference. We started out, you know, maybe slowly once a month. I ramped it up 2 times a month, 3 times a month.
Wow.
But that, it took every single one of the efforts, every single person on the team, in order for us to have a successful outcome. Every person was valued. And that was a big piece for me, is to making sure we maintain respect for each other, allow people to share their ideas. And it's important because people want to be heard, they want to be understood, and they want to be respected. And I wanted to make sure that when I could see them, I could see them. They wanted to be seen as well.
Yes.
And I wanted to maintain that.
We all want to be seen. That's really an important aspect, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It was an amazing journey for me from being an actual member to the chair. And I feel that it was very enlightening. The knowledge I gained from all the mentors, I will forever treasure. And I just want to thank every single person who worked with me, who mentored me, who was a part of my team, for producing one of the best conferences ever.
Oh, my goodness. So I saw it. I felt it. I experienced it. Mm-hmm. And now I have this background look. I didn't have that going into it. You know, Catherine just said, well, I think it was Martha first that said, come do this with us, would you? And I said, yeah, here's my price tag. So you had to go find a way to do that too, right? Mm-hmm. Which speaks volumes about who mm-hmm. you are as an organization, to see the value in bringing media and this platform to share that time with you. So it was a privilege and really a pleasure for me to be there. For our listeners who have yet to look at or listen to the other interviews that I did while at the Spring Conference, I really hope that you'll take time to do that, because when each of you were speaking, I somehow morphed back to being at the Sheridan Crescent, sitting with the folks that I had the privilege to interview, Michael Scott Warner.
Mm-hmm.
Randy and Kevin Tudor, Wanda, Michael Bro. I'm not going to remember everybody's names, but Don
Steve,
Griffiths.
Dr. Steve Bro.
Sorry, Steve. What did I say? Michael Bro.
Yes.
Yeah, sorry, Steve Bro. Sorry, Steve. But all these wonderful folks that came and sat and spent a few minutes with me, mm-hmm. you have each touched on what they shared about their journey, about mm-hmm. their pathway and their experience with Toastmasters. So again, listeners, if you haven't taken time to listen, and there's no set order to do it, just, you know, feel into whichever interview you want to listen to first, and then make sure you make room for all the others too. I highly encourage it, because you'll get to hear from your fellow Toastmasters, or if you're like me and you're not in Toastmasters yet, you'll really, I think, get a feel for how this will be of great value to you personally and professionally. And again, the friendships that you share and the mentorship and leadership, I could go on forever. So we don't have forever today, though. Catherine, let me, with a final kind of word, is there anything else that you, when we talked about doing this recap, that you wanted to make sure that you had a chance to share?
I just want to encourage all of my fellow Toastmaster members to continue their path, the path they're on, for the pinnacle of the highest possible level of success in Toastmasters. Just continue. Whatever that goal is, I want you to just be inspired to continue doing that.
Mm, wonderful. Martha, how about you? Any lasting thought you'd like to share?
Wow. Catherine has really left some large shoes to fill. And I just want people to really understand the essence of a conference. Catherine pointed it out at the beginning of this interview. And I think people need to know the conference is really for you as a member. And you need to take from that everything to make things better for you. And I just feel so great that we had a fantastic conference with some dynamic leaders and leaders that were volunteers, the whole nine. It was just fantastic. Oh,
wonderful. Mm-hmm. And Enid.
Oh, well, what I would like to do is thank every member that came, because it did fill my heart and it made me happy to see everyone there having a good time. Thanking every single volunteer that came and made sure that the room was set up, made sure that all of the seating was properly done, the registration, the AV team, great, great team. Also, but last but not least, Catherine, you knocked it out of the park. Mm-hmm. And I thank you so much for saying yes and stepping up and making this one of the best conference ever. And I only see it getting better because now the members see where the value is. And this is one of my dreams, is that the conference would be something that every member would want to come to. And I'd say that this year, one of the most amazing thing, and if I could, I would get up and do my happy dance, but it would be the people that were around me. Because every time I ask someone to do something, from conference to TLI to the website, it was so much better than I imagined. So thank you.
Wonderful.
Thank you. Public relations team, the entire conference team, and all the leaders in District 3 that I have had an opportunity to work with. You guys are so fabulous. Thank you.
Yeah. And we want to thank you, Karen. You did an amazing job covering our conference, and that could not have been done without you.
No. Yeah. Absolutely.
Thank you. My pleasure. I have a very soft spot in my heart, and it's a big one for Toastmasters. Again, y'all have been my introduction to the organization, and there's just this kinship that I have yet to experience anywhere else. So thank you for letting me be a part of it. Again, I encourage our listeners to take time, by the time you have a chance to listen to this, you'll know where to find all the other interviews from the spring conference. And as we close out, would you like to speak to the Jubilee in July? This will be a podcast that will be out there forever. Mm-hmm. But for our listeners who listen soon, hopefully they're motivated to come participate in the Jubilee.
Oh, yes. I invite you to come. And it's a time where the entire district comes together to celebrate the entire year. And most importantly is to thank those volunteers that have maybe they stepped up to be area director, maybe club growth director, division director, or one of the chairs. And we appreciate all of the hard work that they did to keep this organization running. But the exciting thing is that the title is Casino Royale.
Oh, that speaks volumes about the good times and the fun that you're going to have.
We actually have a casino games coming, and everybody will get $2,000 worth of chips. It'll be chips with a quote around it.
Fun.
And it's going to be a lot of fun. We have Ed Tate coming back again, and he'll be the keynote speaker. We have Dom Fawcett as he's going to be our Toastmaster for the evening. We have Teddy Rodriguez. He'll be the roaster. Oh, yes. That's a whole another topic.
You weren't going to mention it. I was going to. There is the roast for the exiting director.
Right.
So Enid will be the subject matter.
Subject.
And
and music
by. Is there a dunk tank, too?
Dunk tape. No, yes.
Can you imagine?
Yes. And Richard Noel is coming also, but going back to that roasting, I really got nervous when a very calm, gentle Toastmaster was super excited. That would be Mike Freeman, we were at the debrief and he's like, I am so excited. I get to roast you. And I'm like, now I'm nervous.
Right. Cause he probably hums right about here, you know, this yes. nice even keel. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Okay. And I will be there as well. I can't wait.
I'm so excited.
I can't wait to listen yes. in to we get to submit our input for this roast.
Yes.
No, just kidding.
I'm thinking about actually if I, you know, $2 a roast.
There you go. Yes,
but it's at the Thunderbird. Actually, it's the Wild Horse Casino yes. right there in Chandler. And that's on July 28th. And we'll be kicking off with the casino games at 3 p.m. to 4. Actually, that's going to go to 6 p.m. And 6 p.m. we start the dinner and then the celebrations and all of the awards. And somewhere in there, you'll get to roast me.
And tickets are still available and people can still register. Yes. How long? Because again, we don't know necessarily mm-hmm. when our listeners will have a chance to hear this particular podcast. Mm-hmm. But tickets are available up until when? Do you know about?
Yes. Well, up until you'll get $5 off up until June the 30th, and that's next week. And it'll go all the way up until probably the week before. We'll be still selling tickets. And if you know me, I'll take cash, money order, checks at the door. Trade.
Right.
We'll trade.
Hey,
yes.
Ian, do you like this sweater? It's your size. Yes. Oh, no, just kidding.
Just kidding.
All right.
Yes,
so much fun. I always enjoy my time with the three of you, mm-hmm. of course.
And Karen, can I interrupt you for one moment? I forgot to tell people where they can go and register for the event.
And is it, yes, and on that note, is it Toastmaster? Do you have to be a current Toastmaster member only?
Okay, we welcome everyone.
Okay. Okay,
yes.
So it might be an opportunity to dip your toe in the water, like Spring Conference as well, to see if it's something that you want to be a part of, which I can't imagine why you wouldn't. So thank you. So open to everybody. And where can they go then to listen, or excuse me, to purchase tickets?
Yes, that's aztoastmasters.org. And if you click on the lady that's on the carousel in the red dress, she'll take you right to registration. Or you can find registration on events on our header page. And it'll take you to July Jubilee, and you're welcome to come for dinner, or you can even do gallery seating without dinner, and that's $15, and the actual event is $45. Very affordable.
So reasonable.
Come and have fun.
And click on the lady with the red dress on the carousel. If that alone is not a grand invitation and has you curious, I'm like ready to Google it, right? Go to that that website right now. Martha, one other thing to share. Did you have something else you want to share?
No, I was just going to correct her on the tickets. $40.
Oh, 40.
Well, there
I'm sorry.
You go.
$40 up until June 30th, and you'll save $5. Otherwise, up until the event, it's $45 from July 1st through July 28th.
Wonderful. Awesome. Yes, so great. You've been listening to Phoenix Business Radio with Business Radio X, broadcasting live from our Mac 6 and Conscious Capitalism of Arizona headquarters in Tempe, Arizona. Some media leans left, some lean right, and we lean business. Until next time, I'm Karen Nowicki.